story. World health experts want to halve our sugar consumption. It is all over the papers today. Let's talk to Marlene in Glasgow. Hello, Marlene. Good morning.
Good morning, Vanessa. Nice to speak to you.
So nice to speak to you. And also, I bow down with admiration for your determination in all of this. Tell us what you've managed to do.
Well, over the last 30 years, I've been teaching natural health care. I'm, you know, vegetarian, vegan person. I mean, I love people, whatever they eat, but folks need to understand, Vanessa, and you just hit the nail on the head. Sugar is a nightmare. It's a nutritional nightmare.
Why is it, though? What is it? Well, what is wrong with it?
First of all, the difference, as you know, there's a complex and a simple sugar. If we're eating natural sugars that come from whole grains and beans and vegetables and sea vegetables and fruits and things, we're not spiking the blood sugar. The digestive system takes much longer to break these sugars down because of the molecular structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't spike the blood sugar. When we're eating all these simple sugars, it bypasses mostly the small intestine, dumps into the blood sugar, bang, you get a big energy rush, and then you're depleted 20 minutes later and you're away looking for something else.
Mm.
So for me, I created a course online, which is called Weight Loss Nature's Way, but basically it's about really keeping the body in this beautiful zone and balance, and you're not swinging in and out craving sugar, salt. When you stay in this zone, as I like to call it, it's an amazing way to eat, and the foods are delicious and tasty.
So over the Christmas period, Marlene, when everybody else has been dipping, and when I say everybody, I absolutely include myself in that, into the old selection box, and we've had Christmas pudding, then we had leftover Christmas pudding, we had alternative things for people who didn't like Christmas pudding, including a chocolate trifle at my house. We had one of those cake, those Heston Blumenthal's, shaped like a snowflake, but really it was kind of Black Forest Gâteau. It was absolutely magnificent. We also had a homemade cheesecake, which I made myself, absolutely tremendous, studded with candied fruits. And that's only the start of it. We've got two packets of mince pies we haven't even opened yet. We had some of those little biscuits that have a kind of the icing on them and look kind of like Lebkuchen or whatever you call those Germany type, you know, Christmas biscuits. I mean, there's no end to it, Marlene. So what did you have for Christmas food?
Okay, well, I made a YouTube clip which people have been emailing me about saying it was fantastic, and I made a tofu chocolate pudding. You may think tofu, but you know, it's a great substance to use instead of, because I don't obviously use any dairy products either. And as a natural sweetener in macrobiotics, or what I do in natural health care, is I use either barley malt or brown rice syrup, or I use the 100% grain-based cacao chocolates, which still are sweet, and we add the sweetness by using some either barley malt rice syrup or special treats like that. It's maybe maple syrup, because it's still the middle of the road in terms of the sucrose level.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at 99% sucrose in sugar, you go down halfway, 55% sucrose in maple syrup, which is a nice treat, and then further down the path, you're looking at 25% sucrose in the grain-based sweeteners. Now, these desserts are just delicious. I make chocolate chip cookies. I make amazing puddings. I teach a class called Guilt-Free Desserts, which many people around the country, in fact, I teach in different countries in the world, cannot believe you can still have your cake and eat it if you understand the difference between using the complex and the simple sugars, Vanessa.
But our nutritionist would say, you can call it maple syrup, it's still sugar. She'd say it doesn't make any difference whether it comes from a maple tree, whether it comes from a honeybee, or whether it comes from the Tate & Lyle factory. It's all still sugar, and it's all exactly the same.
She's absolutely right, but the thing is, you're not using it every day. When we use maple syrup, it's like very occasionally. It's like you said, what did you have for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
That's what I use generally during the year when I'm making muffins or cupcakes or whatever I'm doing. Baking, I use rice syrup or barley malt, which comes from grains.
What does it taste like?
It's delicious. You won't believe how sweet it is.
Uh-huh.
Most people, I can get them to change from sugar and use that in their tea if they need to have some sweetness in their tea. But for baking and cooking, it's just tremendous.
And would you say that your taste for very sweet things has abated over the years? And now, if I were to give you a Mars bar or a great big chocolate mousse or something, you wouldn't like it? You wouldn't want to eat it?
Oh, never. Absolutely never.
And why not?
It's incredible, because most people, they're oversaturated with fats and sugars in their diets. The taste buds are naturally dying. They're not tasting the natural sweetness. When people start coming to my cooking classes or lectures, and I actually introduce them back into organic vegetables, they cannot believe the sweetness they eventually taste from carrots, from onions, from the actual vegetables, you know. They cannot believe it. And then when they go back and try something that they would normally eat, they're horrified at how sweet it is.
And what's the story with your own health, Marlene? Obviously, we can't see you. We don't know whether you look svelte and like a young virgin or whether you look wrinkled and aged and like a crabbed old witch. We've got no idea what you look like. So you can tell us anything you like. We're aware of that.
Absolutely. I'm 57 years of age. I have energy like someone in their 20s. I teach yoga and my cooking and writing recipes. In fact, I'm hoping for my own TV show soon, Vanessa.
Okay.
I feel amazing, and you know, you can look on my website and see photographs of me on YouTube cooking or whatever. And you know, the biggest thing for me is look in the mirror and look in your plate. You know, our health comes from what lies at the end of our fork, no matter what it is we're eating. You know, I work with people with cancer, with diabetes. I get them off insulin purely by changing their diet, and sugar is the biggest nightmare. You know, John Yutkin, one of the late professors at London University, he said back in the 70s, he wrote a book, Sugar Blues or Dead White and Pure White and Deadly, that if we had known, if we knew now what people had to start understanding, look where we are now, 40 years later. I mean, the poison of sugar, it's everywhere. It's in processed foods. It's just in sauces and dressings. I mean, if I was to go to a supermarket, probably the only thing I would buy would be toilet paper. I never buy anything that's processed because it's loaded with chemicals, additives. It's dead food. If you eat things that are alive, that's where you get your energy every day.
Marlene, nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling us. It's Marlene in Glasgow there, only eats unrefined sugars. Coming up in the last hour, we're going to be talking to the bloke who wrote this book. It really is fascinating. As They Slept, A Year in the Life of a London Commuter.